What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest in cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shan Tynes.
What's up, what's up?
And LaVon Maynard.
Welcome to the show.
What is going on? So, I mean, all the episodes where I messed up the intro, almost messed up that time, though.
Look, you know what? I was thinking that. So this is like the second time in like a month, right? Like so yeah. One like 2 weeks ago, you went all the way through. I didn't want to jinx it before you got to the last one, but I was like, okay, he got it.
Yeah, I almost messed this one up. Like Jay-Z over here, man, put 50 grand first take. But thank you for tuning in throughout the week. So Monday and Tuesday were our topics. We talked about how AWS conference discuss bringing more people of diverse backgrounds into cybersecurity and some of the ways they could possibly do that. Tuesday, we talked about cyber attacks in Taiwan during and after Nancy Pelosi's visit to the island. It is an island, right? I'm not tripping. They're surrounded by water.
There might be a peninsula that sticks out. I don't know.
Is it a peninsula? I don't know.
No, I appreciate
so
they're
self. Out. Yeah. Yeah, so okay. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I don't want to mess it up. Though. And you're like, oh, I'll tune off this, shut this episode off. But they're a self-governed nation, and China believes that they still belong to China, right? So they did not like Nancy Pelosi's visit. So definitely tune in for that one. Wednesday, we discuss the traffic light protocol, so TLP, and how it is being expanded for the disclosure of cybersecurity vulnerabilities and threats. So tune in for that. No Ask a CISP Thursday, but I did have one two weeks ago with Skylar Hunter. He is a script kiddie working his way towards being a hacker. Definitely tune in for that. Really good discussion with him. And then today is the weekly rundown. We talk about everything but cybersecurity. So I did not study or learn. Well, I did learn about TLP. So dang, broke my streak. Always learning something, right? Cybersecurity, you're always processing or learning something new. But I'm trying not to study for nothing right now. I gotta take a break. So we talk about movies, books, video games, all that good stuff on this show. So with all that being said, how's everybody's week?
Mine was pretty good. I can't complain. I got a chance to check out Prey. Thought that was really good. Thought they did a great job on that. I'm not sure as much I would change about that movie. Generally speaking, I think it's very well made. I think they had some good good action in there. I think like the actors, actresses were very good. They were very believable. I like seeing some Native American. I think they, you know, I'm assuming that they were Native, actually had like Native American blood in them, or they were actually...
They said there's no appropriation in the movie, like the language, the people, everything was factual, genuine.
Yeah, I appreciate that too. And it kind of makes you think about, I told you guys about this show a while back, but it's called Reservation Dogs. Yeah, I think it's called Reservation Dogs. It's on Hulu too. It's a good series. It's about some Native American kids. They came out with a new season, just started up. I haven't got a chance to check it out yet, but I'm definitely gonna catch that one as well. But back to Prey, man, it was really good. I think they had to, you know, the director did a phenomenal job. Try not to reveal anything, no spoilers.
Right, but, right.
It's kind of interesting to see, like, you know, what you think is like a native culture that that may not have all the technological advancements like they had in the Predator movies to be able to fight this space alien and do a great job with it and actually, you know, put up a good fight. So I was really impressed with that. I also took some time out and actually went to see Bullet Train, the movie, in the theater just earlier today. And I really liked that movie. It was good action. I would say it's like, it's not super, I mean, maybe it's not as much action as I expected, but it has some great like dialogue. It kind of reminds me like a Kill Bill. I'd say like a Kill, if you've seen Kill Bill.
Yeah, movies. It looks like Kill Bill, yeah. It looks like Kill Bill meets like Nonstop. Was that the Liam Neeson movie with the train?
I don't think I saw that one, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
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 So I'm seeing that at 5. So I'm going to see it today.
Yeah. Nice. It definitely has like a Kill Bill vibe to it. Not as like crazy as Quentin Tarantino, like his like cut scenes and all that kind of stuff, but definitely like that the atmosphere, a lot of, you know, Japanese influence is all throughout.
Right.
And they got some like samurais and stuff in there, but
and
has some good what do you call them, like cameos and surprise like stars that pop up in there. Has some pretty funny scenes, but I enjoyed the movie pretty much the whole way through. Besides that, I've been watching this other series on Apple TV called Invasion, and it's basically like it sounds like it's pretty much like some sort of alien invasion, but it's I don't know if you've seen it already or not, but it's
so I've seen season one. Is season two out?
No, this is the first season. It's the first season. This
yeah, first so one. I finished season one.
Okay, and I've been enjoying it. I'm on episode 8 now. But it's been pretty entertaining to me. It's pretty you know, I feel like it's pretty well directed. It seems like it's got a pretty good what do you call it, like production value. They got some pretty good actors and actresses in there. But been enjoying that. And halfway through, I'm almost finished with Ratchet and Clank on PS5. I got maybe the last couple worlds. But my wife got me the New Horizon Forbidden West, or whatever it's called.
Okay,
she got me that as a surprise gift, so might hop into that one after I finish up the Ratchet and Clank. But that's been my primary activity for the last week here. But I'll turn it over to you, Shannon. What you been up to, man?
Man, you know, I ain't been on a video game in a minute, man. I ain't touched that in a while. Prey. I did watch Prey. I did like it. Like Ryan was saying, he was offline top three for sure.
Okay. top three
it did kind of go closer to the first one, right, than all the other ones that came after it. It kind of modeled itself after that, I would say. Not exactly, but it was closer to that, which everybody seems to like the original, right? Not too many people don't like the first Predator movie, but yeah, it was interesting. What else did I watch? I watched this movie with Dave Bautista. It's an older movie, well, 4 years old. Final Score was the name of it. I thought it was going to be better than it was. Yeah, it was so.
Straight to DVD.
Yeah, it was kind of like what was the one with Michael Jai White where he was the security guard in the basketball stadium?
I'm not sure about that.
Oh. Overtime or something like that. I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah.
Kinda like
that.
Yeah. It was kind of like that. You know what I mean?
Very missable.
Yeah, it was. I'm like, okay, if I see Drax in something, like, I mean, they had fight scenes and all that, but it was like, it's poor stunt work. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's whatever. What else did I watch? I started watching Band of Brothers. I've only watched the first episode because I've got people at work that have told me, oh, it's the best thing ever. And I'm like, first episode didn't really do it for me, right? But I'm not a big war movie buff either, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't watch them because I know Hollywood's it up. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, that's not how the story should be told, I guess, right?
Wasn't Tom Hanks involved in it? In Band of Brothers?
Executive producer. It was his production company, I think. Latoon or Toon, something like that.
Yeah, because it gets like the battle scenes are super gritty.
Yeah, I don't know. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, so that might be what you're waiting for. Like that's the Tom Hanksness. He's like, I want you to be in the war. So I like those portions of it. Like, but it's like very gritty. I remember some dude getting, because people's hands get shot up. Like a lot. So I guess statistically that happens a lot. So like it happened on the show. I was like, oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I've only watched the first episode, and it was right before they dropped in the end of that episode is when they go to drop into Normandy, right? So it will have some more after that. But yeah, I'll watch some more and see what it does for me. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. And then I'll have everybody at work be like, you're not American, you know, Brothers, but maybe, I don't know. But I haven't, what else did I watch?
I watched the Bill Burr comedy special. We actually talked about that last week, didn't we? Yeah, that was
hilarious. Right. Him and his friends versus him by himself.
Yeah, the one by himself was live at Red Rocks, which I didn't even know he came out this way. I didn't even know, like, it never got any run. But it was like last year sometime he was out here. So it was a little delayed from when it was released from when he showed up, because I think it was like October 2021 or something like that.
Right.
But we did talk about
it. May not be well advertised because he comes at everybody. Yeah. So no group felt safe advertising he was coming.
we did talk about that though, because you were talking about how he might get canceled or something like that, right? We were talking about, because he goes after some groups.
He goes after everybody. Yeah. So I mean, as long as you're equal, everybody can equally get it from Bill Burr. So.
And he's funny about it, right? It's not just dumb. It's not like Michael Richards just pointing up in the rafters, spitting out slurs or anything like that, you know?
Right.
Like, nah, that's just not funny, dude. But I didn't like Seinfeld either, so maybe I just didn't get it. I didn't really watch too much this week, to be honest with you. Just trying to think of the stuff that I did watch. Not a lot of TV watching. That's about the only thing that's worth reporting, to be honest with you. I did rewatch Coming to America. I don't know why I was just in the movie.
Just because classic. Like, you don't need a reason.
Yeah,
no reason required. You don't need a reason. It's just hilarious. What'd you think about Prey though?
No, top three, man. Like it was top three.
Okay.
Yeah, I would definitely say the first one, Predators, the one where they dropped them on the planet. This one, that's probably my order for the top three, and that's with all of them, right? Because we were talking about this before. I think it's like seven of them, right? To include the Alien versus Predator ones. I think it's seven.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah, it was top three for me. Something that was if I had a complaint, like they kind of did I don't know if it's that they knew English or if they were just not speaking Comanche the whole time and then they go to English so that we
understand. Right. It's like The Warrior. Like they start off in their language and then it transitions to English.
But they did it at different times throughout the movie, right? It's not like, so like if you've ever seen Hunt for Red October, they start out speaking Russian, right? And then like they zoom in on the mouth and it's all English from there on out. There was no more Russian.
Right.
But like in this one, every once in a while there'd be more, you know, Comanche and then come back out.
Right.
If you're gonna do
I don't think they knew any English. I don't think they had, because it's 1719, right?
Yes.
So I don't believe they had that much exposure. Like, because but what was weird though was the French never switched to English except for the one guy.
It was
because he spoke multiple languages though. So I think he was speaking Comanche to them.
Right.
But they represented in English. So yeah, that is a little confusing, right? Because the French never jumped to English except for the one guy, but he says I speak multiple languages, yada yada yada.
Yeah,
but I don't think at any point were they speaking English, because I don't think they were exposed to it yet.
Nope.
So, but I think that was them just trying to not overwhelm you with subtitles. I think is what they were going for.
Maybe they have a Comanche version out there though. Like if you go and you look. There's another version, this Comanche version. It's like, oh, okay. So it's probably Comanche on all of that.
Yeah, the whole way through.
Yeah.
I wonder how they did that then. Did they shoot it twice?
I think it's just a dub. It's more than likely just a dub.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I was going to say, like, because there wasn't a lot of dialogue, like, in comparison. I don't believe so. Like, did they talk a lot? Because I don't think they talked a lot. Like, I don't remember it being a dialogue heavy movie.
You're kind of right, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought it was too, though. It was definitely my top three. I would say same as you, like Predator the original, just because it's a classic. CGI doesn't hold up too well, but the action holds up. The dialogue and the one-liners, obviously, right? Make it hilarious. But then, Predators, I remember that just being like super action heavy and gritty. And then Prey was actually, I really enjoyed it as well. I thought it was really good. I didn't know how it was going to go, because I was like, because every movie with a Predator, they're always overpowered, right? Like they always have more tech than everybody else, but we make a way. I was like, we go back 300 years, he's going to run through these people. And they didn't. I was like, okay. Like they're also 300 years behind, right? So I was like, okay. I liked how they did that. It was very, very well thought through. Okay, what would a predator have 300 years ago? And then the action was actually really good too. Like there was a scene with the bear, and there was a scene with the war chief. When the war chief went off, I was like, okay, war chief. But yeah, I thought it was really well done. I would actually watch it again. Like I'll add it to the rotation once I get Hulu. Like, so I'm really surprised it didn't come to theaters, because I think it would have made some good money. I don't know why they had that decision. Maybe because of COVID pushed it or something. Or maybe it was just to get people in the door. Like that was definitely gonna get some Hulu subscriptions, because they got a good original movie on there. Maybe that was the thought process, but I did enjoy it. A really quiet week. Like, so I really was chilling this week. I do plan on seeing Bullet Train. So after this, I'm gonna do all the episodes, get them all ready to be published, and then nothing else. Like, I think I'm gonna go bowling. I mean, bowling only lasts an hour, right? Like, nobody can bowl more than three games.
Right.
And the third game is always the worst. And then then I'm gonna go see Bullet Train. So I'm excited to see that in theaters. And this week, I think we talked about last week. Did I tell you I finished Terminal List?
Oh, no, I think you said you were gonna start it.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I'm done with it. First night I watched six episodes, and I was only planning on watching two. First episode, I didn't like it. To be honest with you, I was like, I see where this is going. It's going to be like The Fugitive. And then it is not. I was like, oh, okay. And then next thing I know, it's like midnight. I'm like, I got to stop watching this show. I want to finish it though. And then the next day I watched the next two episodes. I thought it was really good. I really did enjoy it. So if you're just starting it, I would suggest definitely getting through it. I can't think of any negatives for the show. Like, just the first episode was kind of slow, and you kind of think you know where it's going, but it doesn't go that way. So I really did enjoy it. Highly recommend it. And then I watched an anime off a whim. I was flipped through HBO Max, and I saw there's an anime called Belle. So Belle, like beauty in French, Belle. Was not what I was expecting, and it actually was really good. But I think it was more of those, because I had no expectations going in to situations where I was just pleasantly surprised. Think if Beauty and the Beast was Japanese and an MMO. The combination sounds weird. It works. I don't know why.
No, that combination sounds weird.
If you're an anime fan, it works out really well. But yeah, I watched that, and I was like, man, this is really good. So I suggested it to a few people. And then Prey, that's pretty much it. And I'm gonna watch Bullet Train. So not the most boring of weeks, but no games. I tried playing, what did I cut on? I cut on Trek Naomi, and then it stayed on the pause screen for the rest of the day. Like, I was like, I'm gonna jump on this, and I didn't. Just didn't have it in me. Like, I don't know what's going on. I want to play Stray, but I can't get my PS4 to act right. So I might have to wait till I get home.
You have to get that PS5 out there. Tell your family to send it to you.
I don't trust it. I don't trust they'll make it.
Right.
So I just got to wait. But I think it's the free game or whatever. So I got to tell my son to download it. And then not play it. Download this for me. Don't touch it.
I thought it's included like on one of the elevated subscription plans, like the premium or the,
okay,
you know, that they have the tiers now with the PS Plus.
I have no clue what I have. I pay whatever I was paying before. So does that mean I have the
it'd be the essential, which is like the
wood tier.
Yeah, wood. Exactly. The wood. You got like the blades of grass tier, like,
yeah, going in the wind. I don't know what I have right now.
Like, Yeah, because they have like three different tiers now. And you have to have the second tier to get like some of the download, like the, yeah, be able to download the games. And then the next one is like, you get to play some of the old school ones and you can stream them, like the third tier.
Got you. So I don't know if I'm going to play any of the backwards compatible stuff. I don't know if I'm going to get the premium tier or not. I gotta look into it. Because I say I was going to do that with one of my Xbox. I never played anything old. Like I did for like the first week when I got Game Pass. I was like, oh, I can play, you know, I don't know, Turok or something like that. And then you play them and you're like, ugh.
Didn't hold up. Yeah.
They look better. They look better. But I'm like, nah, they don't play too well, right? You lose those quality of life. Like, have you tried going back to play GoldenEye? I used to love GoldenEye.
Right.
Like, right. It's been go back on a, yeah, go back on an N64 and play it. It is.
Yeah.
Horrible control wise.
Yeah. Yeah. It always did have some funny controls, especially with the, yeah.
They like you the, had little, the middle. Yeah. You had the middle.
The middle. Thumbstick. Yeah.
And then you just have like, that's your aim, but it's not moving your head. It's just moving the, cursor. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'll actually go back and play like Metal Gear Solid, all that stuff. But I'll look into it. Right. Cause I've been paying monthly and I know that's a big waste of money compared to just paying for the annual subscription. So I'll probably look into that. But it's nothing I really want to play. Like I'm in the mood for an RPG, but there's just not one out there that I want to play right now. Like I want to play Persona 4, but I don't think it dropped yet. And then even if it does drop, my PS4 just can't run anything right now. Like it won't even pull an update. So
yeah,
I got the original from 2013. So like, I think it was November 5th, 2013 is when it dropped, if I'm not mistaken. But I got the day one, sounds like a Harrier taking off the tarmac. Sounds disgusting. And hey, it just doesn't run well.
Yeah. Have you ever taken that thing like at least somewhat apart and try to spray it out, like blow it out?
So yes.
Like press the air and things like that.
Oh, and it'll sound okay for like a day. And then as soon as I play anything intensive, like a God of War or something like that, it's something that's gonna explode. And I don't have the physical separation I'll have in my real home, right? So like it's like right there next to me. So all I can hear is the fan.
Hmm.
It's dang. Like it's not an enjoyable experience. So
yeah. But speaking of which, you excited about that God of War coming out in November? Looking forward to that one.
And I'll have the PS5. I'll be back on a big screen. Super excited. Makes me kind of want to play the last one. I don't know if you call it the first one because it's not the first one, right? But it makes me want to play that one. The PS4 God of War. I want to play that again.
Right.
To get ready. But I got a huge backlog, right? I still got to get through Horizon, the first one, at some point in my life. Ratchet and Clank, I got it, but I literally bought it with the system. I got to play it when I was home for like a week. So I got to get through that. It's a few other ones, but a backlog. Oh, Stray. So my backlog is getting humongous. Ghost of Tsushima, I've never played that because I've been waiting to play it on the PS5. So incredibly long backlog that I'm going to drop to play God of War because I got to play it in real time. So.
See, I'm going to be the exact opposite. I'll let it marinate for a little bit. I don't have to rush. I'm going to let it marinate and then I'll get to it when it's like $29.99.
Right.
$19.99 at Walmart.
Yeah, and so it comes out in November, so it won't have a Black Friday deal, I don't think, right? Like that'd be too soon.
Not typically, yeah.
Come out in Walmart to knock off $20 or whatever.
I think by like early next year, they might have some sort of, it might drop in price, maybe like in, I don't know, maybe January, end of January, February, maybe.
Gotcha.
So I'm guessing.
It's going to sell like hotcakes. They ain't going to drop the price anytime soon, LeBron.
Right.
Yeah, they made the money when they
right.
We just going to be going past you, man. Be like, hey. this new God of War and Son is the new hotness.
Right. This thing's fire.
You should hear how he's talking to Atreus this time. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, okay. Right.
Boy. Stop it, boy.
I was going to comment too, like, you'd be surprised. I, I can't remember the exact numbers, the statistics, but the Last of Us 2, which is like, you know, really seen as one of the, you know, one of the best PS5 games. PlayStation 5, yeah. PS4 games. It actually didn't sell as many copies as people like assume. Like, I think it was maybe, I want to say like 18 million or something like that.
Yeah. It's because it's on one platform, right? So it's not like a Call of Duty on everything. Voice cracking. So I think those are wins though, right? Because what was it? Spider-Man. When Spider-Man crossed 10 million, that was huge for Sony. Mm-hmm. They're like, but like that's nothing for Call of Duty, right? Because Call of Duty's on like everything.
But I think even they were considering like just being on a single platform. They were saying that considering the base, I think they were saying like there's, I don't know, X amount of consoles over, I can't remember the number. Right. I would say like 500 million or something like that, or like 300 million,
yeah,
something like that, consoles that they have in the world.
I think it was 100. How many PS4s were there? Like 100. They didn't hit 120 or 125 or something like that. I can't remember. But at one point, they were saying like 10% of owners have these games, right? Like the attachment rate's super high.
I think it has to do a lot with the fact that they're kind of like single player, and they're like, you play through it and you finish with it, and you probably trade right. it in, or you sell it, somebody buys it used and stuff like that. As opposed to like games like Destiny or Call of Duty, where you play it multiple times, you get the multiplayer fascinating. Everybody wants to have their own game so they can play it over and over again.
Right.
But I was just surprised. I just saw that pop up randomly in some sort of article talking about The Last of Us. So I was like, that is kind of surprising. I thought that game would be, because I have a copy of it, I thought that was like maybe be one of the better selling games that they've released.
So does that number not include the downloads? Like getting it from the Play Store? Not Play Store,
I think they're supposed to count everything, even the
deal. Yeah, I think they count everything. Because they're trying to boast how many they sold, right? But even still, like, you think full price is $70, you sell 10 million copies, it's almost a $1 billion game. And they, like, what do they put into it? Like, maybe quarter of a billion? I don't know. I don't know how much games cost anymore. Like, I know that the budgets are, like, ramping up so high. Like, does a video game cost you $1 million, $10 million, $100 million? I don't know what the investment is in production, but you look at like at a Grand Theft Auto 5, and it's the highest grossing media product of all time, right? Because it sold hundreds of millions of copies at various levels, right? Like at $50. Like I paid for it twice, full price. I paid for it when it came out to the PS3, and I paid for it again when it came out on PS4. But you got to think, people are also buying it for like $20, or it's the game of the month or whatever. So they're making money off of the online component, stuff like that. But regardless, I think they've more than made up the price of their production and advertising and all that stuff once they hit the 10 million goal on that specific console. So,
yeah. Yeah, definitely no slouch, and definitely it's plenty of money. They're making some big bank on that, on the sale of that game. So it's either way, it's still a lot of money for the developers. But yeah, I think it's just I don't know. I have to find that article and kind of maybe re-examine what they were making a fuss about, because I don't know how they compared to maybe some other games that they released. Because I think the Uncharted may have done better than like The Last of Us.
Yeah, I don't know though. Uncharted has been sold multiple times too, right? Because it's the originals that we played, and then they came out again with up res, and then they came out in the collection. So that would be interesting to see how many copies they sold of that as well. But yeah, 10 million though. Anytime they pass 10 million, they boast about it. Like, they're like, hey, we sold X on just our console alone. I think the only company with a higher attach rate is Nintendo. Like, usually Nintendo games on Nintendo consoles have a very high attach rate. They're like, people have one console, but they have seven games, right? As opposed to some people just buy a PS4 and all they play is Madden. So they have like one game a year, maybe two if they buy Call of Duty.
That's usually me.
So
It'll be 2K. No, I'm serious. Like, it'll be 2K and Madden, right? And then that'll be it. As a matter of fact, I think Madden's coming out this month, but I haven't even paid that much attention to it. Yeah, August. It usually comes out in August, but I haven't paid too much attention to it. But God of War, I jumped on that. I did. And then y'all put me on LeVon put me on to Horizon.
Horizon.
Yeah, because he was talking about it. And I was like, what's up with this?
But you had Spider-Man too, though, right? You had Spider-Man?
Yeah, so I had the original Spider-Man and the Miles Morales.
Yeah. So both of them. Yeah.
That's good. Those are good games, too.
Yeah, so you ain't no slouch? You out here?
I'm gaming
your face off. Look at you.
No. A true gamer.
Somebody got to say something about it for me to get put on, right? Like, I don't know. Right. I don't know.
Oh, we were talking about deals earlier, too. I saw Horizon Zero Dawn. The newest one is on sale. At least it was on sale for like, I want to say like $40, something like that. Like it already dropped down. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Even though I ain't gonna play it, I might have to pick it up before it goes back.
Yeah.
Up.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So I got the PlayStation app on my phone, and they have like the, I think summer sales, something like that. They probably could do that, and it was up in there. But I'll double check it, make sure it's still on sale.
Yeah, that's what I like about the Sony and Xbox marketplaces. They have deals, right? Nintendo cuts you no slack. Like, Nintendo right. yeah. is like, our games will be valuable until forever.
Yeah, they like, never drop in price.
Never drop in price. Like, every now and then you'll see, like, it'll be like 5 years later. Breath of the Wild, $44. You'd be like, yo, that game should be bundled in something. Like, why are you still selling to me? But people still buy it. People are still buying it for that price because it's a Nintendo game. It's great.
Yeah.
Like, they don't lose value. So
yeah,
suckers like me buy it full price out the gate. Out the gate. But yeah, like they don't miss though.
I haven't bought a game in
a game for my Switch in a long time.
Yeah. I was going to say, I haven't bought a game kind of in general in a while. I've been playing a lot of the Game Pass on Xbox. Yeah. But typically when I was buying games, I actually typically just buy, like, I get them used. I don't care about they don't have to be like fresh in the box or whatever. Especially, you know, get a good price for them. As long as they're not like scratched up or some sort of damage to them, I mean, let's get the game. And as long as it plays well.
Oh, so you still get this. So I'm the exact opposite. Like, for Nintendo games, I'll get I only go cartridge based because they don't lose value, right? So when I go to trade it, right. my system plus games pays for the next system.
Right.
But not with my other consoles, my Xbox, my PS anything, PS3 until now, all digital. Because I'm just like, well, when I go to trade them in, GameStop's gonna give me a dollar. So now I don't have to get out my seat, right? I can just flip to the game, play the game. But yeah, you lose all the value. Like, when I trade that console in, they're not going to give me any credit for the games that were on it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to erase it twice. I'm going to factory reset it twice before I give it to them. So I'm selfish like that. You get nothing from me.
Yeah.
Unless I just hold on to it. Like, so I kept the PS4 and the previous Xbox, because those were what I was rocking out here. So I might not even trade it in, to be honest with you. I might just keep them.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I think the last game that I bought was actually, I did buy the DLC for Cuphead that came out.
Okay.
And the reason I got that mostly was because I wanted to play it, but also because I had Microsoft actually sends out gift cards or whatever, like to Xbox users, like, randomly send you like a Xbox. Right. I don't know if you've got them before, like the Microsoft Store, like gift cards, or they're added to your account, like give you $5, so $10. Yeah.
Yeah. So I never got one of those, but I got one from Twitter. I was the Xbox account asked a question, I answered it, and they gave me a heart, and then they gave me $25.
Wow.
I was just like, random. Thank you.
Dang.
Yeah. It was like, thanks.
Yeah, they gave me,
but I don't know what to use it on. I got, because of Game Pass, right? So I was like, what do I buy with this gift card? Like,
well, there's some, I don't know. Yeah, you can get like Elden Rings or something like that, or some other game. That's one game I had considered getting at one point, but
I could.
Because
I got to put it on my, I got to put it in my wallet, my digital wallet, because it expires at the end of this month, right? They gave it to me like two months ago. Well, I've been sitting there waiting, like, what can I buy? Because Game Pass has so many games. It's like,
Right.
What can I do with this money? I could buy a controller, I guess. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I
needed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I ended up getting that DLC, because the DLC was like, I think it was only like $8. But I ended up using that. They gave me, I think they gave me about $20 over the course of like a couple months. Nice. And I was like, okay, damn. And that doesn't even count the, I don't know if you use like the Xbox rewards or Microsoft rewards, whatever. Like if you get points for doing things throughout the week, like if you do,
I've never done it though. Like, so is it pretty lucrative?
Yeah, yeah. It's really, especially if you combine it with your, because they do the same thing if you like use Bing on your computer. But right now I have like, I think like 70,000 points just kind of queued up. And that's enough to buy like a game.
You said 70,000?
Yeah, yeah, like 70,000.
I wasn't expecting that number. I wasn't expecting that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's like 70,000.
What are you reward points?
So you, yeah, you, it's and you get like, because they do like, they might have a week or they might have like a, yeah, they have like, for example, they have an August special thing. You got to do like certain things for the month, which are like really simple things, really. But you get like 2,000 points, which is
I gotta jump on this.
Yeah, you should. People should do it. I mean, if you're not already doing it, but it's like it's really like easy, kind of easy money. You can use it for all kinds of stuff. I see people online are talking about it, like, you know, especially the more you game, the more you search on the web with Bing and stuff like that, you get a bunch of points that you can use for games and all that kind of stuff.
Okay,
it's pretty cool. Yeah,
gotcha. I feel inspired. I'm going to look into this now, because I always see the points that I have. I'm just like, man, what do I do with those? But I'm nowhere near 70,000. Like, I might have like a couple thousand.
Yeah. You should look at it, because me, a friend of mine used to joke about it at the job. We were talking about like, we're just going to quit our jobs and just use these Microsoft reward points. Because we were getting like so many. Could you really, it really adds up pretty quick. Like, you're not going to have to do it like for a year, then you can get like, you know, okay, now I earned enough to get something. Like you do it for like a month and you have enough to at least buy something or even put money towards something else. And it's pretty, you know, I don't mean to be like a advertiser for the program or anything, but it's like, it really is like pretty useful. Especially if you're, okay. I mean, if you're not,
I didn't know it was that lucrative. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I did think of the game. Last game I bought was Cyberpunk. Remember, I got it for $10.
Oh, right. That's right. I did buy that.
I never used it. I never played it until
I haven't played it.
I got my Series X. Yeah, I just couldn't get into it. I couldn't get into it. But I think I ran into a bug and I don't know how to fix it. I hopped in the car. I'm trying to find something. It takes me to, it's just like when I love Apple, but Apple Maps had issues when it first came out. It would just take you to the middle of a bridge and be like, you have arrived. Mm-hmm. It doesn't do anything. That's Apple. It's really good. Apple's really good.
I doubt it.
I use it exclusively.
No. I doubt
it.
No.
I use it exclusively.
Look in the States. Yeah.
I'm calling you out on this, Ryan. Mm-hmm. I used it the other day, and my wife was there to witness this. I don't know what Apple Maps was doing, but it was making me take these turns. Like, it wanted me to go totally opposite, like, from where my house was. Like, it saw my house on the map. It had it marked. And it wanted me to go away from it. And I was like, I just need to make this turn here and then this turn here and I'm home.
Like, it predicted the future. It was like, don't go there. There's a killer walking past your house. It's like precog. It was like, nah, there's danger. Let's make three lefts when we could have made a right.
That didn't work out for Tom Cruise in Minority Report. So I don't
want that. It saved your life, Shannon.
Maybe. I doubt it, though. I doubt it.
No, I doubt it, too.
Like, hey, Charles Barkley has a book. I think the name of it is I Might Be Wrong, But I Doubt It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty appropriate. All right. I might be wrong, but I doubt it.
I haven't been home in a couple of years, so maybe it's fun. Like, when I was there, it was sharp. Two years ago, it was sharp, right? I just like it for the integration. Like, so like my thing is I uniformed UI over I don't know. Like, I just like convenience. Like, if I can do everything from one UI, I love it. Like, I want to do Google Maps on top of my iTunes Music on top of yada yada yada. Might be a better combination. I don't care. All right. All Apple all day. Maybe I wanted to stop in the middle of this bridge. Mm. maybe this was my destination. I don't know. Apple's trying to put me on.
Are you Black Widow or something? Like, you're just trying to have fights on bridges?
Right. They stop at the fight Taskmaster in the middle of this bridge.
Yeah.
But how do we get here? Oh, Microsoft points. Reward so, points, yeah. But you do bring up a good point, though. Like, maybe there'll be a sale because I'll add it to my wallet. Maybe, like, yeah, Elden Ring or something like that will drop. I can pick that up. That is a valid point.
It's kind of what I've been waiting for. I'm waiting for that to go on sale, too. And I might use my points to pick it up or something. Got to use it for something.
Right, exactly. And I might get back into Cyberpunk because I do want to play RPG, but I wasn't feeling it. And like I said, I'm a game-breaking bug because it keeps telling me to stop somewhere that's not a place I want to stop. Like, there's nothing here. So I was like, maybe it's underneath the bridge. There's no underneath. I think this is a bug. So I'll go back and try to work it out or something. But I think it pretty much wraps it up for this week. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Levon. Thank you to all those who listened to us throughout the week. Please like, share, subscribe. I'm starting to see more comments like on YouTube and things of that nature. So definitely keep that up. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, all that good stuff. Like, feedback is feedback. We greatly appreciate it. Hit up all of our social medias. They all go by our name, The Other Side of the Firewall Podcast. Give me up personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. I'm on Clubhouse, LinkedIn, Twitter, and TikTok. And you, Levon?
Yeah, you can hit me up on the Twitter. It's at Levon Maynard.
There it is. Stay safe. Stay secure.
Take care.